குருப்பியோ நமஹ. அப்ரமம் மங்கரயித்தம் அதிடம் இவ்வளம்சதா ஆனந்த தீர்த்தமத்லம் பதேதா பிரதயாபகம் மித்யா சித்தாந்த துத்வாந்த வித்வம்ஷ நவசக்ஷண ஜெயதீத்தா கத்தனிர்பாசதாம் நோஹுதம்பரே அர்த்திகல்பித கல்பயம் பிரத்யத்தி கிருகேசரி வியாசதீத்த உருபூயாத் அஸ்மதிஷ்டாதி சித்தே தபோ வித்யா விரக்தியாதி சத்குணோகாகரானம் வாதிராஜ குருன் வந்தே ஹைகிரீபதாஷயான் புஜ்ஜய ராகவேந்திராய சத்யதர்மதாய பஸ்தாங்கருட்சாய நமதாம் காமதேனவே துர்வாய துவாந்தவே வைஷ்ணவேந்தியவரேந்தவே ஸ்ரீ ராகவேந்திர குருவே நமோ அத்தியந்தயாளவே ஆபாதமணி பரியந்தம் குருநாமாக்தும் ஸ்மரே தேன விக்னாஹ பிரஷ்யந்தி சித்தின் மனோரதாஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருபியோ நமஹ. டுடே வி ஆர் டூயிங் தி இங்கிலீஷ் செஷன் ஃபார் விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம. வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு டூ ஃபார் த வேர்ட் யோகா. வில் டூ த ரிஷி தேவதா சந்தஸ் அண்ட் தென் ஸ்டார்ட். அஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ விஷ்ணோ திவ்ய சஹஸ்ரநாம ஸ்தோத்ர மகாமந்திரஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ வேதவியாசோ பகவான் ரிஷி அனுஷ்டுப் சந்த ஸ்ரீ மகாவிஷ்ணு பரமாத்மா ஸ்ரீமன்னாராயணோ தேவதா ஸ்ரீ லக்ஷ்மி நாராயண பிரசாத சித்தியதே ஜபே விநியோக. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் விஸ்வஸ்மை நமஹ. ஓம் விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணுர் வஷட்காரோ பூதபவிய பவத் பிரபு பூதகிருத் பூதபுருத் பாவோ பூதாத்மா பாவன பூதாத்மா பரமாத்மா ச முக்தானாம் பரமாகதி அவிய புருஷசாட்சி க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞோக்ஷரயேவ ச யோகோ யோக விதாம்நேதா பிரதான புருஷேஸ்வர நாரசிம்மபுஷ்ரீமான் கேஷவபுருஷோத்தம சர்வசர்வசிவஸ்தானுர் பூதாதிர்நிதிரவிய சம்பவோ பாவனோ பர்த்தா பிரபவ பிரபுரீஸ்வர. ஸோ வி ஃபினிஷ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டூ ஸ்லோகாஸ் இன் தட் த லாஸ்ட் வேர்ட் வி டிட் வாஸ் த க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞோ அக்ஷர ஏவ ச அக்ஷர ஏவ ச. ஸோ டுடே வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு டூ ஃபார் யோகா. யோகஹ யோகோ யோக விதாம் நேதா பிரதான புருஷேஸ்வர. ஸோ த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சப்த இன் தேர்ட் ஸ்லோக யோகஹ. ஸோ திஸ் பேசிக்கலி திஸ் வேர்ட் in any word we are seeing that like the Vishnu Sahasranama artha anusandhana, the meaning, knowing the purpose of the meaning is when we say that shabda, whatever that shabda we want to talk about paramatma, that when we mention that shabda, what form of the Lord should we be thinking about. So this is the ultimate purpose of knowing the meanings of Vishnu Sahasranama. So this word yogaha, so this the dhatu rupa, you know, like there is the root of the verbs is called dhatu, the root of the nouns is called pratipadika. So some of the pratipadikas, they have the dhatu as their root. So for example, yoga, this can be a pratipadika shabda, yoga shabda, akaranta pumlinga shabda. So but this has yuj dhatu as the one that actually is respond, or that's the root for forming that word. So the yuj, the word that is yuj, yuge, so yoge, so yujir yoge, that is the dhatu yuj or yujir. And that word yoga, the meaning is judna, milap karna. So the Hindi, the meaning that is jodna. So the basically jodna, judna. So joining, that which joins something, that which connects something, that which brings them together, ekatra karna. So whatever brings together, bringing together, joining or connecting. So when we say this yoga shabda, basically the primary meaning that we want to talk about is Paramatma. He is responsible for our indriya vishaya sannikarshana, that is connecting the sense organs and the sense objects. The sense organs are chakshu, shrotru, so the eyes, the ears, and then the nose and the tongue and the skin. All these are our sense organs. So these sense organs have their sense objects like shabda, sparsha, rasa, rupa, gandha. So the gandha smell we see through the nose, the rupa, the formation we see through the eyes, and the sound we hear through the ears, the touch we get through the skin, and then the taste we get through the tongue. But the sense organs, we are, no, like, we don't mean the golakas by sense organ. Like for example, somebody may have the eye physically, but may not have the faculty of seeing. So the sense organs are meaningful with their faculties. That means the faculty to see, the faculty to hear, the faculty to smell. So these faculties, they're functioning because of Paramatma. So the Keno Upanishad or Talavakara Upanishad is the basic concept driver for this yoga shabda, which we are, one of the meanings, that the first meaning that we are going to talk about. So this indriya and then the vishaya, the sense organs and the sense objects, the connecting them, this connection is done in two stages. One is the sense objects will see the sense organs will see the sense objects or feel the sense objects or experience the sense objects, and the mind processes them. So we have an experience. Sometimes somebody may go in front of us, but if our mind is somewhere else, though the person is visible to us, we see the person, but we don't register it, because the seeing is one thing, but the seeing has to be registered by the mind. So the mind forms as the basis for all these sense organs. So the object for the mind is actually the what we call interpreting whatever the sense objects are perceived, interpreting them, and then thinking about them. The memorizing, everything is functioning to the mind. So mind is like the sixth organ. So these five sense organs and the mind, they all are functioning because of the Bhagavan Hari, that Yoga Rupi Paramatma. He is who is making all these sense organs function in perceiving the sense objects. So this is actually in Talavakara Upanishad Bhashya, Acharya explains. So what happens, the Keno Upanishad, Rudra asks the prashna, Keneshidam Manap. So this mind, this prana, all these are functioning how? So the eyes, how the eyes are able to see. So all these sense organs, how they are functioning. So this question is asked by Rudra, and for that Brahma answers. So that is mentioned in the Bhashya Acharya in the very beginning. He mentions this, where this conversation takes place. Vaijayante samasinam ekante chaturananam Vishnor vividishuhu sattvam paryapruchat sadasivaha yat idam purushavasyam tatra tatra patet manaha chakshuhu. So kena tat preritam yati pranaha sarvottamastata chakshu shrotram tatha vacham ho devo viniyojayet iti pushtaha tada brahma prahadevam umapatim. So there actually Vaijayanta, so in Vaijayanta sthana samasinam ekante, so the Vaijayanta sabha is the sabha of Chaturanana. So that Vaijayanta sabha of Chaturanana, of Chaturmukha Brahma, there Brahma is seated and Rudra comes there and he asks. So Vaijayante sabha in that samasinam, well seated, ekanta means outsiders are not allowed. Ekanta means not that he alone is there, that means Chaturanna is there and Rudradeva. So others are not there at that time. So there, ekante samasinam chaturananam, there Rudradeva asks this question, Vishnoho vividushuhu, vetum icha vividisha, Vishnoho vividushuhu, to know about the Vishnu, and then sattvam paryapruchat, to know about the sattvas, the tattvas. So whatever truths, whatever the things, to understand that, Rudra paryapruchat sadashivaha, sadashiva, Rudradeva paryapruchat, he asks the question. Rudra knows all this, but still the reason he asks this is for more clarity, for understanding, and also they enjoy these answers even if they are known, to listen to them one more time and to get more clarity. That's what the ultimate goal, that's what we are also doing. Everybody will do at their own level to make an effort to understand about Paramatma more and more clearly as we go ahead. So the same thing Rudra asks Chaturmukha Brahma. There he says, yet idam purusha avashyam, whatever is necessary for the purusha, for obtaining the purushartas, tatra tatra paten manaha, so where the mind goes, kena tat preritam, so instigated by whom, the pranaha, so the sense organs are functioning because of the abhimani devatas of the senses. The abhimani devatas are functioning because of mukhya prana, and the mukhya prana is functioning because of paramatma, pranasya pranaha. So Paramatma, that's why he is Shrotrasya Shrotru Chakshu. He is the eye of the eye, ear of the ear, prana of the prana, mind of the mind. So the Lord, so who is the one that controls all this, means there Chaturmukha Brahma answers them saying that it is the Paramatma Narayana himself. He is the one who makes all these sense organs function. So he is the Preraka, Indriya Preraka basically, the instigator of all the sense organs. So that Paramatma Rupa, where he is actually, the another word for that is, this meaning is very close to the meaning where we get Hrushikesha. Rishikesha, and the first meaning of yoga. So each of these words will have several meanings. So some places, some of the words meanings will overlap with some of the meanings of other words. So there will be overlap at all times, because basically we do the guna anusandhana of Paramatma, various gunas, through various of these words. So this yoga is, this word gives us the anusandhana of Hrishikesha, Indriya Adhipati Paramatma, Indriya Niyamaka Paramatma Rupa. So the Hrishikesha Rupa is the what Yoga Rupa Paramatma Chintana. So Hrishikas means Indriyas. So Indriya Preraka, Isha is Lord, the Lord of the Indriyas. So Hrishikesha. So this Siddhanta, Chaturmukha Brahmadeva, gives that Swatantra. So these other Devatas are Avantara Prerakas. That means the first Prerakas are Indriya Abhimani Devatas. They get the Prerane or instigation from Mukhya Prana. He gets the instigation from Paramatma. So these are all called before Paramatma, they are all called Avantara Prerakas. That means intermittent instigators. So the final instigator is Paramatma. So and he alone is Swatantra. So he is Swatantra Preraka. So Sarvatmana, he is the one who gives the Prerana. And this form is to be contemplated as Yoga. This is the Yoga Rupa Paramatma Chintane. And the second meaning that we can talk about is the yoga is jnana upaya. Yogaha jnana upaya. Yogaha yena jayate sa yogaha. So from whom the yoga jnana upaya can be acquired, he is called yoga. So what is jnana upaya? Jnana upaya means the knowledge that is needed to obtain the moksha is the true jnana. And for obtaining the true knowledge, true jnana, we need the methodology like jnana yoga, karma yoga, all this yoga. What they mean is how we should acquire the knowledge. So that process, the upaya, the technique of obtaining that is called yoga. And the Paramatma, he is called yoga because he gives this yoga to us. The yoga giver is also yoga. So in Bahurihi Samasa, the yoga yenasa, the yoga is obtained from whom? He is called yoga. So this is the second meaning. So jnana upaya pradayaka. One who gives the jnana upaya to all the sadhakas. That's why he is called yoga. This is another meaning. And the third meaning that we can talk about is he is actually present in the mind of all the people, and he connects. So basically we saw yoga, yuj is connector, connects that which connects. So whoever are the devotees of the Lord, they try to put their mind in Paramatma. We want to connect our mind to the thoughts of Paramatma. We want to think about Paramatma. So that can happen only if we have the blessing, the anugraha of Paramatma. So he is the anugraha karaka, one who actually makes the minds of his devotees to settle upon him. That's why it's called bhaktanam sarvan kama niyojayati or anena eva asmin bhaktanam mano yujyateti yogaha. By the Lord's grace, the minds of the devotees, that actually goes on Paramatma. That's why he's called yogaha. So the previous one we thought about is yujyate upayukto bhavati sadhako anena iti yogaha. So the previous meaning we saw is yoga upaya happens from him. That's why he is yoga. And now we are seeing is one who connects the minds of the devotees to himself. That means one who makes the minds of the devotees rest on him. And one who makes this, that's why he is called yogaha. So that is yogaha. And there are two ways we can see it. One is whoever are not at bhaktas, abhaktas are there, and they have the desire to become his bhaktas, and when they have that desire is kindled in them, and then they make an effort. So he kindles the desire in them to think about him. That's the first step he does. Then the second step he does is he gives them the ability to think about him. So in two stages, one is Ichha Shakti, then Jnana Shakti, then Kriya Shakti. So this Ichha level, Jnana level and Kriya level, in all three stages, one who makes or one who gives the grace to all his devotees so that they can have at these three levels, Jnana, Ichha, Kriya level, the ability to make an effort to think about him, to contemplate upon him. This is yoga. And then another one is, he is present in Mukhya Prana, and through Mukhya Prana, he makes the desires of the devotees fulfilled. So he actually fulfills the desires of the devotees by being in Mukhya Prana, and in, so he gives the energy. He is the energy giver. So he is present in us. He gives us the energy to function and makes us act, function. And then when we make the effort, he gives the our desires fulfills. He fulfills our desires. So basically, he makes us perform. Then he gives the results according to our performance, which is of course dependent upon our own yogyata. As per our yogyata, he makes us function and then gives the results accordingly. So this is his yoga. See, is another meaning for yoga. So basically this one is bhaktanam sarvan kaman niyojayati iti yoga. Yojana, niyojana means controlling or granting or making it happen. What is making happen? All the desires of his bhaktas, devotees, get fulfilled. This is what he makes it happen. That's why it's called yoga. And in this context, we can talk about, like, you know, yoga kshema. Yoga kshemam vahamyaham. We hear this in Gita. So this yoga and kshema, these two words we use. So there's no difference between the these two words. I'll explain briefly on that. Yoga means whatever we do not have, when we acquire that, that is yoga. That means huge connection. We do not have a connection earlier. We don't have it earlier. And then we acquire it. That is yoga. That is acquisition of something that we don't have. That is yoga. And kshema is whatever we have acquired, that is preserved. That is kshema. Kshema is preserving whatever is acquired. That is kshema. So this is yoga and kshema. So here, the yoga part, that means whatever we don't have, that we acquire, the one who makes us acquire whatever we don't have. So the one who helps us in having the acquisition of something that we don't have, that is yoga. So this is what is yoga nama, tatha sarva kaman niyojayat. So this is what is done. And then another one is yogaha. Yogaha means the yogis, or that means the devotees, the saints, or the people who meditate, who contemplate upon him. They, what they do is, in their heart, they do a dhyana about Paramatma. So the hrudayagata dhyana, whatever the devotees are, the people who meditate upon, contemplate upon, basically the saints, the sages, tapasvis, the yogis, they do dhyana about Paramatma. And one who through the dhyana connects the yogis with the Paramatma. So the earlier one we thought about, talked about the mind, thinking about that is for all the people in general. Here this specifically yogis through dhyana, dhyana samadhi, how he connects the yogis with the thoughts about Paramatma. So he does that. That's why he's called yogaha. That's another thing. And then yogaha, so yunakti sakala gunaniti yogaha. So one yunakti gunan swasminiti. So that means Paramatma, he has sarvaguna sampurnatva. So this is the, in this meaning, the yoga is sarvaguna sampurna rupatva Paramatma is what we think about. He has all the gunas in him. So sarvaguna purnatva, that is also conveyed by this word yogaha, yogaha yuj. So he is making, I mean, he always has. Not making means not that he doesn't have something acquiring. That's not the case. But here, huge connecting. That means Paramatma is non-different from his gunas. So the non-difference between himself and his gunas is what we have to meditate upon. That means all his gunas are brought together, put in one place. The infinite number of gunas, infinite amount is put in one place, that is Paramatma. So where I mean the point or the place or the adhishtana where all the gunas are himself. So he as non-different from all his gunas, whatever is there, that form of Paramatma is yogaha. That means all gunas are joined. So yoga is joining. All gunas are joined in one place. That is yoga. That is Paramatma. And then the samsara, for crossing the samsara, we need the upaya. The upaya or the technique of crossing the samsara, that is what you call samsara tarana yoga. Samsara tarana upaya. Bhaktanam bhava tarana upaya. So one who gives the technique of crossing the samsara ocean, That one is yogaha. So this is another meaning. And then another meaning is one who is yujyate prapyate sarvam anena yagat. Whatever we acquire. So basically this word yoga can be given whatever we acquire. You know, like the meaning that we can think about is like enormous amount of meanings we can talk. Whichever we acquire, that we don't have, we acquire. That thing happens from Paramatma. Yoga is one who makes us acquire anything and everything that whatever we acquire. So acquiring something, that is happening only because of Paramatma. So he is one who makes us obtain anything. Sarvam anena yujyate prapyate. Everything is acquired because of him. That's why he is yogaha. That's another thing. And one of the meanings that is given in Gita is yoga is visa jnanopaya. Yoga is also visa like sadhana. And yoga is also visa it as basically the meditating capability. And yoga can be in general a samarthya or a shakti capability. So yoga, because we say it is, you know, he has the yoga, he has the capability. So we say capability, samarthya, shakti, potence. That is also called yoga. So yoga samarthyam yujyate yena yogo asau upayaha shakti revava. In Gita Tatpariya 10th Adhyaya 7th Sloka, Acharya says that yoga has two different meanings. There he explains that it also means shakti or samarthya, not only upaya. Upaya is one of the meanings where we use yoga, like karma yoga, jnana yoga, that is karma upaya, jnana upaya. There it is upaya, marga. Yoga also means shakti, samarthya. So that is also yoga. So one who is the shakti and samarthya giver for everybody. Whoever has any shakti, any samarthya, the granter of shakti or samarthya to anyone, he is yoga. So basically, he is shakti samarthya giver. So that's why he is yoga. Then he is also himself ananta shakti samartha rupa. That's why he is shakti swarupa. Yoga means samartha, sarva samartha. If we say sarva samartha, he himself is yoga. Sarva samartha, in that meaning, he is yoga. And he is yoga samarthya pradayakaha. One who gives as per the individual capacities, he gives the samarthya or shakti. That's why he is yoga. That means granter of the capability. That is yoga. Another is one who is ultimate capable person. That's why is yoga. So both the meanings based upon samarthya. So he is sarva samartha. He is also samarthya pradayaka, giver of the samarthya. So both are yoga, shabda meanings. And then yoga is another meaning that is given is yoga. He is vijnana. So he is pervading the entire universe. So basically, sarve lokaha yujyante sammadyate atra iti yogaha. All these worlds, they are connected to Paramatma. That means Paramatma, he controls all these universes, all these worlds. So all these lokas, they are controlled by Paramatma. They are dependent upon Paramatma. They are connected to Paramatma. That's why he's called yoga. That means because he has sambandha or connection with all the universes. That connection is not like as an attachment for him, but it is a dependence upon him. Everything is dependent upon him. That's why he's yoga, yoga atma. So yoga kyam sarvalokasya yoga datreva yogam. So he is that yoga. And then also he is one who is like, you know, when we do a stotra upon him through the stuti form, What he does is he grants whatever moksha or whatever is to be granted to us, moksha sadhakatva or aparoksha jnana sadhakatva, all this, whatever we acquire through the jnana marga, that is one who makes that happen. He is yoga. So basically, to understand him, to know him, whoever grants the methodologies or technique, he is called yoga. So that's another meaning for yoga. So here I pass that. So any questions are there, you can feel free to ask. Shikshnar Namastu.